嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam, and today we are talking about the ultimate question.
对，是英语学习者的终极灵魂拷问。
When to use the, and just as importantly, when not to use the.
我真是心里已经很忐忑了，已经很多 trepidation 了呀。
It's tough, right? This is a really tough topic. You might have to listen to this show a few times.
We might need to record this a few times.
I think before we get started, though, there's one really easy thing we can cover. One low-hanging fruit we can pick.
是什么？
The and the.
The 和 the 有什么区别吗？
The computer, the apple.
Okay.
The chair, the ultimate question.
发音的区别是不
是？ Right, it's always or usually most of the time the vowel, the apple, the orange, the...
对对对，就从发音上来讲呢，如果 the 后面跟的那个词是以元音字母开始的，我们要发 the.
Right, right, right.
好，但是呢，我们今天之所以要鼓起勇气做这个，我觉得就是说，为什么这个话题会搞，会难说，是因为第一规则比较多，第二它很多的规则其实是 overlap 的
yeah.
是重叠的，所以我们就希望能给大家至少还是比较清楚的分一下你什么时候用的，什么时候不用的。
We'll try to because right you look at different dictionaries or if you listen to different teachers they'll give you all these differentcategories
and right,
all these different things, but there's really not that many.
好，那我们今天我跟 Adam 就是综合了像剑桥词典，然后British Council、mm-hmm. 网站啊，然后还有我们自己、
right.
的一些体会，就是这样来给大家区分罗列了一下。好，那其实我觉得要分清什么时候用的，什么时候不用的呢，就是一条定律很重要，就是你是在特指某一件东西、某一个人，还是就是泛指 in general， 对不对
？Right, exactly. So the it's job in English is to be the definite article. Its job is to define something.
对，因为 the 它就是一个定冠词，对不对
？Right, and when we're using it, we're talking about things in particular, definite things.
对，特定特指的东西啊。好，那但是。特定特指的东西也有不一样的一些情况啊。
It's true, it's true. So a really easy one to start with is when there is only one of something. It is the thing. It's the thing.
这个东西对。
Right, it is only one of them.
对，其实这一类里面的呢 when there is only one thing, 你前面要加的，就这个东西在世界上只有一个。
Right, so the easiest examples are the sun and the moon.
The earth.
And the earth, yeah.
对不对？太阳、月亮，还有我们的地球都只有一个，所以你前面一定要加的。
Right, 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 right.
或者说什么国家的领袖啊，元首啊。
Right, so like the Queen of England.
对 or the President of a certain country.
Right, exactly. There's only one.
那如果公司里的这个领导人
right,
这也只有一个、啊、Apple 的 CEO.
Right, there's usually only one CEO, right? Now,
现在 WeWork 有 co-CEO.
They have co-CEOs, but then you would just call them the co-CEOs,
oh,
right?
Okay.
Because it's like that. Now, keep in mind, a word like boss is not as easily defined. You can have many bosses.
Oh, 这也有可能。对，你有自己的小 boss, 然后上面还有大 boss.
Right, right. So, you know, there could be just one. In your company, in your situation, this is the boss. But for most of us, we have many bosses.
Okay. 好，那下面要说的一种情况呢，用 the 和上面这个，它就 overlap 有重叠了。比较一样的是，当你说这个东西是最怎么样的时候。
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Because it's really the same thing, right? If you're talking about the best...or the most, there's really only one that can be the best.
是英文叫这个叫什么 superlative.
Superlative, yes.
就比如说 Adam 是最好的主播。
Oh, why thank you. Jenny is the best at pie mapi.
Adam, you're the best host. 对 the best.
The best, right?
Or the worst, 前面也要加的。
I could also be the worst, that's true. Yeah, so anytime you're using... this kind of language, the most handsome, the cutest, the
最怎么样
Right, it's always the.
的好的，那这一大类看完以后，下面这一类我觉得也是比较容易掌握的。
Okay, so musical instruments and inventions.
好，乐器和发明。
Right, so why is this a category? Who knows, but it is. We usually talk about the piano. I can play the piano.
Do you play the piano?
Yes, I play the piano.
对，就乐器前面都会加的啊。哎，你说 inventions, 这个都是什么科技发明吗？比如说什么手机互联网。
Right, so we talk about like the telephone.Right, so for example, like a Canadian invented the telephone.
或者现在大家都离不开网络 We can't live without the internet.
Right, right, exactly.
What about 现在新的 iPhone?
Oh, that's
新出的 iPhone,
yeah,
前面要加的吗
That's a good question. So we can talk about the iPhone, I should say the iPhone.The iPhone is an invention, right? But it's also an invention that has had...10 different versions, right? However many different versions it's had. So we can talk about the new iPhone, or we can just talk about the iPhone in general. Like, the iPhone has made Apple a kajillion dollars.
Okay, okay, the new iPhone. Are you getting the new iPhone?
Am I getting a raise?
你不用 raise 啊，它现在便宜了。The new iPhone is less expensive.
It's the cheapest iPhone.
In the past 10 years. 好，那接下来第三类要用的情况呢，这个也是比较容易学习的。
Right, exactly. So this is where we're talking about something that has already been said or that is already known. You know it from the context. So for example, I could say that I went to a party. I would never say that I went to the party.
Unless 就是我们前面还说了一段话讲了那个 party,
right,
是不是?
Exactly. Because if I said to my wife, I'm going to the party, the first thing she would say is, what party?
对对对。
What party, right?
Okay, 那所以你也会说我要去一个派对 I'm going to a party.
A party, exactly.
然后你回来以后 your wife might ask you, oh, how was the party?
How was the party?
对,这个时候她说 the, 就是因为这件事情你们两个都知道 it's known.
Right, exactly.
但是前面还有一个情况你说可能你们讲话前一句话已经说过了已经 mention 了、然后后面一句话 我要用 the.
That's right. So the first one is always going to be a, and then after that, it's going to be the.
比如我是上海人然后上海这个城市就是很繁忙然后有很多高楼大厦。
Okay, so the city is very busy, very prosperous, the buildings are very tall.
对这个时候我们要加 the, 因为你在特指对不对你讲的是、上海这个城市然后在上海的这些 tall buildings.
Right, right, exactly.
好那接着呢我们要看看第四类用的情况其实跟上面一个也又 overlap,、
right.
又重叠。
Right, exactly. So again, we're talking about a particular thing. So let's take the example of a park. There are many parks in the world. There is probably a park near your home.
所以你家附近的那个公园如果你说我去了我家附近的那个公园
Right, but you don't need to say that. You can just say, I went to the park.
Okay, 然后听的人就知道啊，就是那个公园
Right, they could ask you. Maybe they're very, very nosy and they want to know, what park? What time did you go?
对 so I went to the park.
Went to the park.
那特指的比如我说一个饭店不是很好吃。
Right, the restaurant.
Right.
Right, we probably know which one you're talking about.
对那饭店不太好 the restaurant wasn't very good.、
Mm.
对总之你在 you know, talking about something specific or in particular, 就特指某一个人某一件事某一个地方的时候我们前面要加的。因为你说对那个饭店不好你不是说所有的饭店都不好
All restaurants
对不对
are not very good.
所以你要加 the.
The restaurant.、Right.
Yeah, the restaurant wasn't very good. 好那现在呢我们来说说今天要分享的最后一条用 的情况。
Okay, so this one actually is going to be talking about things in general, but we're going to be using an adjective to do it.
What do you mean?
Like the rich.
Oh.
The poor.
富有的人贫穷的人。
Right.
The elderly, 老年人。
Right, right, the young.
年轻人。
Exactly, exactly. So you probably wouldn't say like the young people are something,、mm. right? You just say young people are something, or old people are something,、Chinese people are something.、But when you take people out of it, when you only use an adjective, that's when you want to use the.
Ah, yeah, that makes sense. 比如说中国人非常热情。
Right, so we could say Chinese people are very...enthusiastically hospitable. Yeah, they're, you know, Chinese people are hardworking, Chinese people are hospitable, Chinese people have great tastes in podcast listening.
但是如果你把 people 去掉叫做
the Chinese.
好，那其实什么时候用的呢？还可以再细分出一些情况啊，但是呢，和我们今天说的这五大类，它都有一些交叉，所以大家把这五类学完，就基本没什么问题。那现在呢，我们要进入另外一个很重要的问题，就是什么时候不能用的。
Okay, so I hear this a lot from my Chinese friends, or things like this. I like the dogs.I like the sports.
他其实想说的是我喜欢狗，我喜欢体育。
Yeah.
是 like in general, 泛指的。
I like all the dogs. I just like dogs.
所以这个时候呢，当你是泛指，没有明确的很窄的说我喜欢某几种狗啊、
right.
或者某几种体育运动的时候，我们前面就不要加的。
Right, exactly. I like dogs. I like sports. I like music.
对，或者比如我对花生过敏。
I'm allergic to peanuts.
对，就不要 I'm allergic to the
peanuts.
只有这些花生过敏，其他花生过敏。
Right, because to a native speaker, when they hear you say the dogs, the sports, the peanuts, they immediately think,Which ones? Which, it's always which ones.
对
You
对
like which dogs?
没错所以泛指的时候呢 If you're talking about the whole thing, this 大的 idea, 大概念、mm. 就不要加的。好那另外还有一个不能用的的情况我觉得也是比较容易掌握的就是什么大洲啦国家啦城市名字之前。
Okay, so continents, countries, cities.
对比如说 I'm from Asia, 对吧我是亚洲人、mm. You'll never say I'm from the Asia.
The Asia, right.、Yeah, maybe the Asian continent, but most people just say Asia.
Asia, 对不对然后我是中国人我来自中国 I'm from China, 不是 I'm from the China.
Right, exactly.、
但是有一些国家的名字前面是要加的的。
Well, really the only one you guys need to worry about is the Philippines.
Or the Netherlands.
The Netherlands, yeah, you might go there. Ukraine, I always thought Ukraine was the Ukraine, but apparently no, it's just Ukraine.
对，其实有一些国家，大家有没有注意菲律宾 the Philippines, 然后荷兰
the Netherlands,
后面都有一个 S, 因为它是有很多小岛屿组成的、对不对然后放在一起的什么。
Right.
但我发现还有就国家全名啊 when it's the, you know, the official name, full name.
Right, right. So the United States of America.
Or the People's Republic of China.
Right, the Kingdom of Great Britain.
对就是全名前面我们也加的对吗好那我们今天最后要说什么时候不能用的情况呢这个是 we're talking about places that you go to every single day.
Okay, yes, that's right. So after work, I go
home. 或者对我们的学生朋友来说你每天可能要去学校要上学 You go to school.
Right.
对 Home 和 school 前面我们都不需要加的是吗
Home, we usually don't add the to home unless we're talking about a retirement home.
老年公寓的 home.
Right, right. Now school...You can just say, I go to school.、You know, I used to go to school.、maybe one day I will go to school again. If I say the school, I mean the school I go to, the buildings that are at the school I go to.
Oh, so you 加 the school 就是你更强调那个楼那个 physical 的 building.
Right. So like maybe like, where are you? I'm sending a text message to my friend. Hey, where are you? I'm at the school.
Oh, 我站在学校这里。对,如果一个妈妈问小孩你今天没去上学吗小孩 You're not at school?、就不用加的对不对
right,
你今天没去上学吗对、好那我们今天、We hope we've made it a little bit clearer when to use the, when not to use the.
Right, this stuff, it's really, really hard, guys. I mean, I've learned this my whole life. Even as a native speaker, you know, I was very lucky because when I was a kid, I had parents to say like,Don't say I like the dogs. You mean you like dogs?
好，但我觉得大家今天可以配套看一下我们的文字版本，因为会比较清楚列出来这些不同的大类，以及每一个下面都有例句。但就像 Adam 说的，要掌握的，它还需要一段时间和过程的，对吧？因为你可以把这些规律规则一次都学好，但是 apply it、去用的话，还是要 every day 每天每天的累积。
Right, right. And also, guys, don't use the as a crutch. I think a lot of people just, they're afraid, so they just keep adding it. And they think, maybe I'm not supposed to. In a lot of cases, you don't need to.
好，那今天的节目就到这儿。那也希望我们开言英语的会员课程能够帮大家更好的掌握英语，不会再犯的错误。 OK, thank you for listening, and if you have any questions, 都欢迎在留言板块告诉我们。 We'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.